Certainly he saw himself as no villain, but no truly dangerous man ever has. Think of Ulysses S. Grant, that Civil War general who'd said he intended to fight it out on this line if it took all summer. And the Algol Ciento? Summer was almost over. 4. The master's home was a tidy Cape Cod at one end of the mall. It was called Shapley House. Pimley had no idea why. And so, of course, the breakers called it Shithouse. At the other end of the mall was a much larger dwelling, a gracefully rambling Queen Anne called, for equally obscure reasons, Damley House. It would have looked at home on Fraternity Row at Clemson or Ole Miss. The breakers called this one Heartbreak House, or sometimes Heartbreak Hotel. Fine. It was where the Tahine and a sizable contingent of Cantoy lived and worked. As for the breakers, let them have their little jokes, and by all means, let them believe that the staff didn't know. Pimley Prentice and Finley Otego strolled up the mall in companionable silence, except that was when they passed off-duty breakers, either alone or in company. Pimley greeted each of them with unfailing courtesy. The greetings they returned varied from the completely cheerful to sullen grunts. Yet each made some sort of response, and Pimley counted this a victory. He cared about them. Whether they liked it or not, many didn't. He cared about them. They were certainly easier to deal with than the murderers, rapists, and armed robbers of Attica. Some were reading old newspapers or magazines. A foursome was throwing horseshoes. Another foursome was on the putting green. Tanya Leeds and Joey Rostosovich were playing chess under a graceful old elm, the sunlight making dapples on their faces. They greeted him with real pleasure, and why not? Tanya Leeds was now actually Tanya Rostosovich, for Pimley had married them a month ago, just like the captain of a ship. And he supposed that in a way that was what this was, the good ship Algol Ciento, a cruise vessel that sailed the dark seas of Thunderclap in her own sunny spotlight. The sun went out from time to time, say true, but today's outage had been minimal, only 43 seconds.